Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked, bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Listen, Michelle, I don't know about you, but my phones have been ringing off the hook and my fingers are burning with third-degree burns by touching this hot new study.
Yeah.
This meta-analysis by Chaudhry in the Annals of Internal Medicine, which really is shaking up the heart disease world in its questioning of how we've been interpreting typical cholesterol testing and, quite frankly, therapy as well. And I know that Empower Her, the women have just been, you know, yelling and screaming about what? You know, how do we begin to make sense of all this new science? We have with us Dr. Barbara Roberts, who is director of the Women's Cardiac Center at the Miriam Hospital. And we're incredibly happy that Dr. Roberts is with us to help us tease apart all of this. Her book, The Truth About Statins, Risks and Alternatives to Cholesterol-Lowering Drugs, is a fabulous resource that we all need to be able to read and apply in our own lives. So, Dr. Roberts, we're so happy you've come on Her Radio to help us tease apart what we need to understand when it comes to women and statins, and do you really need them? So let's start with this whole issue of the meta-analysis, that brand new study that came out, and how does this apply to women?
Okay, well, I don't have the article right in front of me, but let me tell you what the bottom line is, Dr. Pam. Can I call you Pam and please call me Barbara?
You can call me anything you want. Michelle does all day long.
Okay.
She calls me, well, hey, you, and get over here. And
right.
And other things.
My special interest is the effect of statins in women. And, you know, my background in industrial research goes back to the 1970s when I was at the NIH and was involved in the first interventional study to lower cholesterol. This is before statins were even leased. But if you look at the studies that compared statin to placebo in healthy high-risk women, and these studies involved just under 10,000 women, half given placebo and half given statins, there is zero evidence that you lower a woman's risk of heart attack, stroke, or dying of heart disease, or total mortality when you compare women on placebo to women on statins. Now, we're talking about women who are at high risk. They don't have established vascular disease, but they're at high risk. So even
amazing.
Those women don't get any benefit.
Amazing.
And if you look at the women who have established vascular disease, again, in these trials that look compared statin to placebo in people who had a cardiac event like a heart attack or a stent, women derived half of the modest benefit that men did.
Half.
In other words, you will lower a man's risk by about 6% over about 5 years. You'll lower a woman's risk about 3% over 5 years.
It's unbelievable.
Well, you know what's interesting, Barbara, is that everything you're saying is it goes hand in hand with what happened in the meta-analysis. In an absolute nutshell, what they found was that when you look at the total cholesterol profile that people typically get with their, I don't know, physical exams, mm-hmm. you get a total cholesterol, you get an LDL, you get an HDL. And we've always been using the bad cholesterol, good cholesterol terminology when you look at HDL,
right.
Which is supposed to be the good one, and LDL is bad. Mm-hmm. And what they actually found was that, you know, in LDL, and this goes absolutely hand-in-hand with what you just said, Barbara, what they found in the LDL was that there are multiple forms of LDL, and if you lump them all together, that doesn't tell you much. And what they found in sub-segmenting these, utilizing a number of different tests, like the VAP, V as in Victor, AP mm-hmm. test, which is the vertical auto profile, or the Berkeley heart profile, what they actually found was that there were two specific subsegments that people need to understand, the LP small A
right.
or the small
dense
lipoprotein.
Yep.
And the other one is the intermediate. Both have mm-hmm. a very strong relationship with heritable cardiac disease. And as it turns out, neither of those is particularly responsive to statins. And
exactly.
So here you are giving a woman statins when the two these two lipoproteins of the LPL don't even get touched by what happens with the statins. So no wonder we were spinning our wheels. And so it's important that that we re-examine this. And women now are throwing up their hands saying, well, wait a minute now. You know, this is all gender specific. So now what am I supposed to do?
The vast majority of people who have heart disease, atherosclerotic, hardening of the arteries, heart disease, do not have high levels of LDL cholesterol. They have low levels of good cholesterol and high levels of triglycerides. In fact, one of the studies we sponsored when I was at the NIH was a prospective look at over 2,500 men and over 2,000 women who were healthy in between the ages of 40 and 64 at entry. And women, even women who had LDL cholesterol levels over 190, there was no significant increase in your risk of dying of heart disease.
So that's
and I bet if you put your if you put them through subsegmental analysis, you'd find out that the grand majority of that was just that beautiful, bouncing, buoyant, larger LPL, which has absolutely nothing to to do with cardiovascular disease. So here's a woman out there saying, okay.
This has been looked at, that women have lighter, fluffier LDL.
Right.
Exactly.
So the same level of LDL cholesterol in a woman may not be as significant as it is as it might be in a man.
Right.
So, Barbara,
like
if that's true, what are you supposed to do? What are the meds? I mean, what do you say? Here's a woman saying, I'm at high risk.
Forget the meds.
There you go.
We have data from randomized controlled trials that eating a plant-based Mediterranean-style diet lowers your risk as much as any statin, whether you're a man or a woman, and whether you have vascular disease or at high risk of vascular disease. So if you adhere to a plant-based diet with lots of olive oil, avoiding trans fats, avoiding starchy carbohydrates and sweets, exercising regularly, not smoking, getting your blood pressure treated if it's high, you're going to do fine.
What about the saturated fats? What about the saturated fats that have hit the headlines?
You should bring that up because saturated fats raise LDL cholesterol, but they raise the light, fluffy LDL.
Oh. So interesting.
And so, and nothing raises your bad cholesterol better than saturated. I mean, raises your good cholesterol better than better than saturated fat.
And meanwhile, if you have refined sugars and processed sugars, they raise the small, dense LPA, and therefore having a boatload of carbohydrate, raises the worst kind of LPL subsegment. So if that's really true, what we've been saying about low-fat, high-carb is not so
And that's what the American Heart Association has been pushing for years. And it's directly related. The increase in the intake of starchy carbohydrates and sweets is directly correlated with the obesity and diabetes epidemic in this country.
Right. Which we know.
Study after study has shown that the best weight loss occurs when you put people on low-carb, high-fat diets. And again, the only bad fat is trans fats, and that's found in these processed vegetable oils and these hydrogenated vegetable oils. Until this year, you could get the Heart Association's heart check saying it's good for your heart on products that had trans fats in them.
So
trans fats have many detrimental effects. They are pro-inflammatory. They lower your good cholesterol.
Right.
And yet the Heart Association was saying, keep your saturated fats low, keep total fats low. And they were saying until this year, they finally took those.
Right. Your words are so wise. All right, Dr. Barbara Roberts, the author of The Truth About Statins, Risks and Alternatives to Cholesterol-Lowering Drugs, and her website is brown.edu. Thank you so much, Dr. Roberts, for helping us understand women and statins. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, along with Michelle King-Robeson.
Women, you really need to pay attention when it comes to your statins and your heart health. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.